In the end of this week's parsha, after the Torah tells us the terrible teichecha throughout B'chukosai, the last aliyos of B'chukosai is tucked away a parsha in the Torah, an important parsha in the Torah, the parsha of Erechin, that a person has the ability to get an estimate of his worth and has an ability to be makdish that estimate, that amount he's worth, in dollar form to the Beis HaMikdash. And the Torah goes through the values of different ages of people as far as their erechin. And a casual observer will notice, and something we've discussed in the past, that this is very odd, which means we're here at the end of Sefer Vayikra, and we've gone through the whole Sefer Vayikra. We end with the Teichecha, and then tucked away in the end is just Erechin. It seems as if there's nowhere else to put it, so we just put it here, Chas v'Shalom, to say that. But why does it belong here? Why is its placement here? And over the years, we've said some nice terutzim. Perhaps we can add to that pile. The Kotzker says a beautiful teretz. Kotzker says that sometimes when a person experiences great troubles and great difficulties in life, and he's knocked down, a natural reaction would be to question one's self-worth and to say that, you know, maybe I'm not all that important. Comes the Torah, after the entire sequence of the Teichecha, after all the travails that the Torah says we will go through, and we have gone through, it's so important to remember that we still have worth. Immediately upon completion of the Teichecha, the Torah tells us, this is your worth. It's a famous story that when the Nazis used to come to a town, they used to, of course, select the Rav and publicly denigrate the Rav in order to break the people's spirit and to break the people's morale. And this is true when they came to Kleisenberg and took to Kleisenberg a Rebbe who happened to survive the entire war through the camps. But right when they came to the city and they took him in front of everyone, they pushed him to the floor and beat him with the back of a rifle. And as he sat on the floor, thrown down, bloody, bruised, the Nazi asked him, do you still think you're the chosen people? And he hit him again with the butt of a rifle, and the Kleisenberger Rebbe said, yes, we are the chosen people. And the Nazi got angry and hit him again and said, do you still think you're the chosen people? He said, yes, I still think we're the chosen people. The Nazi got extremely upset and said, you idiot. You're sitting here on the floor in front of your people, bloody, bleeding, hit, down. Do you still think you're the chosen people? And the Kleisenberger Rebbe replied silently, quietly, confidently, yes, I still think we're the chosen people. That's mamish, this message. That even though a person is beat, even though for whatever reason we have to cross through troubles, it should never allow someone to question their worth. Yes, you are chosen. But I heard a vart from the name of Rav Moshe Scherer that could perhaps take this idea a teeny bit further. It's not just that a person has worth after he's knocked down. On the contrary, how a person picks himself up after a teichecha, how a person dusts himself off and takes the experience and makes something out of it, what a person does with himself after being knocked down is the measure of a man. If a person wants to know his erech, if a person wants to know his value, you can't judge a person's value in a bull market. You can't judge a person's value when everything looks good and everything is priced expensively. That house is not really a house that's worth that much. The market is that good. You want to know the true value of something, you want to know something's worth, you have to look at it in a beaten up market. That's what the Torah is telling us. How a person can conduct himself and how a person can maintain himself and how a person can dust himself off from a tragedy, from being knocked down, from a challenge, that is exactly a person's self-worth. And that's the placement of this parsha, specifically after the Teichacha, specifically after we went through every tzara, the Torah now tells you, now, dust yourself off, take an estimate of yourself, and see what you're worth. How a person emerges from a challenge determines who he is. Rabbi said, without being overly dramatic, we just went through a serious challenge. You know, it's still going on. But now's the time we take stock and we determine self-worth. What have we gotten from this? What are we as people? How was this challenge for us? Did we maintain our ruchnius? Did we maintain our ben adam l'chaveri throughout this challenge? How did we do? How did we fare? How did we act when we were put in the crucible? Not a terrible crucible. No one can tell you that this, for those of us here in Baltimore who Baruch Hashem didn't suffer the terrible losses that others have suffered, but we were challenged. How did we come out of this? What is our self-worth on the other side? And that is the real erich of a person. Shabbos Rabbeisai.